Hello, and thank you for listening to the Prestige Property Group podcast. With each podcast, we will be interviewing one of our expert property professionals about market conditions and advice for property buyers in their specialist locality. Roger Willoughby, PPG's Director of French Sales, speaks to Jean-François Boullier, who's in charge of Prestige Property Group sales in Chamonix and its surrounding valleys. Roger's first question was, what kind of properties are people generally looking for right now?
We have different type of properties. Mainly we have the chalet. It is the name of the house in the French Alps.
Yep.
We have, of course, a lot of chalets or apartments, of course. And I would say, actually, the most apartment required by the buyers are the three-bedroom apartments.
And what, in the centre of Chamonix or in Les Ouches, whereabouts is the most popular area?
For the apartment, Chamonix centre is always very appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
For the chalet, the most appreciated area, that is most the Plaine des Prats,
yeah.
Or Les Moussous.
Yeah.
And there is also a village in the Chamonix Valley called Les Ouches.
Yeah.
And it is a place where we can find some nice chalet at a correct price.
So the prices as you go down the valley from Chamonix tend to be a bit cheaper, or?
Yes, Chamonix is the most expensive area of the Chamonix Valley. Argentière is also expensive. But in Les Ouches, in the beginning of the Chamonix Valley, you can have some nice property at a more reasonable price.
And you mentioned apartments in Chamonix itself. Are they apartments, are they old buildings that have been converted, or are they new build? What is the main type of apartments?
The main types of apartments is in the residence already built since 10 years or even more,
mm-hmm.
because we have some old building built before the Second World War, so we have apartments with character,
mm-hmm.
But we have also new built apartments with some local builder, and in this case the apartment can be new or built since only 5 years.
And obviously in the valley, there is particular requirements that people have. I mean, for instance, I would imagine that people are looking for accessibility to the ski lifts. I mean, this is obviously unique in the Alps. Are those the main features that people are looking for? What do they ask you for?
I would say that 80% of the buyers wants to be in the center of Chamonix,
mm-hmm.
because Chamonix is not a ski-in, ski-out resort. Most of the time, we need to walk a little bit for taking the lift. So what they appreciate most of the time, that is to be in the center, close to the shop, to all the amenities, and walking 10 minutes for taking the lift or for taking the ski bus.
And the skiing in Chamonix, is it year-round, or is it just... What sort of season do you have?
We have a quite long season for the Alps, because we start mid of December... No, on the beginning of December this year, and
yeah.
Every year we finished the 8th of May.
So that's good. And what about glacier skiing on the Murder Glass? Does that continue year-round, or is that... that not possible?
No, there is no ski lift open during summer. We have a lot of lift open during summer, but that is just for the hiking, for walking, or for just for having a look on the panorama of the Mont Blanc. But we have no ski during summer in Chamonix.
So the summer activity is becoming more and more popular in Chamonix, I imagine.
We have even more people in summer than in winter, probably because we have the Mont Blanc,
yeah.
And the Mont Blanc is attractive all the year.
And does that mean that when people buy properties and they rent them out, they have maybe two seasons of rental? They have a winter season and a summer season?
Absolutely. And I think we are one of the stations where it is possible to do that. There is really two seasons. The longer season is the winter. It starts, as I said, in the beginning of December, and it stops the 8th of May. And in Chamonix, it is always possible to rent, even in June, when it is quiet, because in June you can already climb the summit. You can make a lot of things because everything is open in Chamonix all year round.
That's lovely. And then, so what type of people come to Chamonix? Is it Americans or English, or is it people from all over the world? Or
yes, with the Mont Blanc, still the same. People are coming from all the world, but the two main nationalities in Chamonix are the English people and the Italian people. English people, historically, they are here since more than a century. And Italian people, they are here because with the Mont Blanc tunnel, they are very close to the resort, so they can come for the weekend very easily.
And so, if people are seeking a very good investment, what sort of property should they be looking for?
It depends on what they are looking for. If they are looking for a chalet, an individual house, ideally they could choose a chalet with a good location and in very good conditions. If they are looking for an apartment, the most important will be the location, because the location is important in Chamonix. Because it is not a resort ski in, ski out.
Okay, so for instance, you'd want a location that's within 5 or 10 minutes walk from the lifts. And then if you had a chalet, presumably you want a chalet that is on the ski bus run or is easily accessible to one of the bigger lifts, say, for instance, in Les Ouches, closer to the lifts there.
Yes, absolutely. For instance, in Les Ouches, you have the ski bus who stops at every point of Les Ouches. So if you have a chalet in Les Ouches, you can be at the foot of the ski lift in 10 minutes with the ski bus. So we can set. We do not need the car in the Chamonix Valley if you find a good location.
Good. And then we must talk about some of the pitfalls as well. I mean, I've heard stories about having to watch that you buy your house that's not in an avalanche valley. Is that something that you're always aware of, and you're always able to advise clients about?
About avalanche?
Correct.
Yes. Absolutely. It is a part of our job. We must inform the buyers of the natural risk existing in the area where they are thinking to buy a chalet. So we have some map which saying the risk, and we have three levels of risk or no risk at all, and we give the information even before the visit, and in this situation the clients can decide if he wants to visit or not.
Yep, that's very sensible. And then I understand you can be very helpful to our buyers. You do offer advice on notaire. And also, for instance, can you offer advice on if they want to rent the property and that sort of after-sales service? Can you offer that sort of advice as well?
Yes, we can advise our clients for in the case if they want to rent the property after becoming the owner. We do not know we do not make personally the rental, but we know some company who do that. So we can give to them the possible rent. It depends, of course, of the season. But for each week,
That's really good, Jean-Francois, because it helps the English, as you know, it particularly a lot of them will want to finance their properties. So if they're able to have a good estimate, like you're suggesting, that's very helpful. Let me see. We're not actually going to talk about the sales process in this one, Jean-Francois, because I don't think there's anything unusual about the valley, is there, about the sales process? Do you have to do termite surveys or asbestos surveys?
In France, we have the obligation to make some surveys before signing the sale completion. We have the asbestos diagnosis. We have also the thermic diagnosis. It is for the thermic efficiency. We must also give the precise size controlled by a professional. We have also the lead diagnosis. And from the January 1st, 2009, we are going to have a new diagnosis. It is the electricity survey.
That's a similar sort of thing that's happened in the UK, but I do think that the estate agents in France tend to be a bit more detailed in their approach to house buying. So I think it's a great support to our clients when they know that the house has been inspected and reports been made to enable people to understand exactly what are the good points and the bad points of the properties. So that's really good. Do you have, with the larger chalet, do you have many situations where chalets are owned by companies and then purchasers will buy shares of the companies, or does that not happen very often in the valley?
Yes, sometimes. That is not the greatest part of our buyers, but I would say we met that kind of client once a month. And when the owner is not a physical person, it is possible to buy the shares. And in this case, it is interesting because the notary fee is only 5% instead of 7% for a physical person.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. So there is an advantage to that then.
But for having this situation, the owner, the seller of the property, must be also not a physical person.
So it's company to company?
Yeah. It should be a company, absolutely. But in this case, you pay less notary fee.
And it can be an English company to a French company?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Excellent. You speak very good English, Jean-Francois. Do you, during the sales process, are documents bilingual, or do you advise, or do you use an English-speaking notaire?
For the preliminary contract, normally we do it inside the agency. Mm-hmm. So we explain to the buyer all the sale process. The appointment needs from 60 to 90 minutes because we want to be sure that the client knows and understands everything. And when we have explained everything, he can sign the preliminary contract with us with all the diagnoses. And after, we give this contract to the notaire. And the notaire works on the file, and normally it is possible to sign most of the time 2 months after the preliminary contract signature.
That's interesting. And of course, people have the opportunity after they've signed, if they have a 7-day cooling off period under French law, that they can, if necessary, they can withdraw. But after that, it's very important and different from the English system is that you then know that you are going to be able to purchase the property, and unless the notaire says no, the purchase should proceed. Is that correct?
There is many possibilities for cancelling the contract. The first one is the cooling off period, as you've said.
Yep.
It's 7 days. If the purchaser is still okay for buying the property after this cooling off period, and in the case he has requested a mortgage, in the case the mortgage is refused by the banks, The contract is cancelled. The deposit is refunded to the client, and the sale is totally contract without penalty.
So there are opportunities. And is the deposit is 10%?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of the time. Sometimes it can be between 5 and 10%, but most of the time it is required to transfer 10%.
I think we'll probably stick at 10%, Jean-François, rather than say anything else. When is a good... I mean, Chamonix has an interesting rhythm insofar as you have a winter season and a summer season, and you can see properties that look very pretty in the winter, and you can see them very, very sunny and very bright in the summer. When is a good time... When is the best time to come looking at property? Or is there never a good time? You have to come all year round?
As a Chamonix is a town in the mountains, shops, restaurants are open all year round. And it makes that is always a good time to buy a property in Chamonix. After, of course, there is a part of luck because maybe the perfect apartment for you will be for sale in 2 weeks or in 2 months. It depends.
Yeah.
But there is always the potential for finding the perfect property for you all the year. Except maybe... Two weeks in November, because that is most of the time the period when the Chamonix people goes in vacation. The rest of the time, everything is open, so you always have the possibility to find something.
That's good. So we're going to say get on a plane now and come and have a look. And how long does it
Certainly.
Take? How long does it take to drive to Chamonix from Geneva?
From Geneva Airport, I would say... if you drive safely, 60 minutes are enough.
I think I agree with you on that. And you have the final signing. Do you have to be present or can attorney be arranged?
That is not an obligation. You're right. The notaire can organize to send you a power of attorney. And in this case, the selling is complete without the purchaser. My agency keep the keys up to the visit of the buyer, and with this system it is easier sometimes for the buyer because the planning of the buyer sometimes is not easy to match with the planning of the notaire.
Well, all it remains for me to say is thank you, Jean-François, for spending so much time explaining the marketplace in Chamonix. Of course, if you'd like further information about property in the Valley or would like to talk to Roger direct about your property search in Chamonix, then please call us on 01935 817 188 or continue looking at property on our website by clicking on the link View Chamonix Property.